主的弟兄姐们，大家平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
那很高兴的，这一次呢，我和师母呢，再能够回到你们当中。
I'm very happy that me and my wife can be with you again.
那已经时间过得很快哈，已经过了一年的时间。
Time flies and a year has passed.
那我们也是非常想念。过去跟你们在一起的四个月的这个时间哈。
And we missed the 4 months we've had with you dearly.
那虽然是短短的这个四个月。
Though it was a short time, just 4 months.
那也能够跟弟兄姐妹们彼此的认识哈。
But we get to know brothers and sisters.
那彼此的这个团契分享。
And we had fellowship together.
也能够彼此的一起的那个服侍一起的配搭哈。
And we served each other and worked together.
那今天早上呢？在我还会分享这个信息之前呢
？And this morning before I share the message.
那我想大概就简略的再分享一下关于我自己本身的这个自己本身的这个家庭近况，还有我们过去一年的这个服事哈。
I want to briefly share with you the news happens to my family and our serving in the past year.
那么首先呢，就是我们要感谢弟兄姐妹们这个教会和弟兄姐妹们对我们的支持与带导哈。
And first, we want to thank this church and brothers and sisters for supporting us and for praying for us.
那虽然我们只是在你们当中四个月的时间。
Though we only spent 4 months with you guys.
但是我谢谢你们，真的是过去这一年来你们在经济上的这个支持，还有这个带导。
But I thank you for your financial support and your prayers in the past year.
那另外呢，我们也谢谢我和师母也谢谢家人的这个支持哈。
And we also need to thank our family for their support.
那这是我的家庭，这一次我们回来跟孩子所拍的这个照片哈。
And this is my family. This is just a photo taken when we were back.
那么就是我大女儿和我的这个外孙女哈，那么他们跟我女婿呢，他们是住在 Atlanta。那么他这次我这个大女儿和外孙女，他就飞过来这个 Dallas， 因为我们回到我们 Dallas 的家，他就回来跟我们相聚哈。
So we went back to our home in Dallas, and my daughter's family, who live in Atlanta, flew into Dallas so we can meet each other.
那我女婿因为这个他在一间一个这个福音机构服事哈，那么比较忙，没有假期，所以不能够来到来参加。
And my son-in-law was busy with his work, so he couldn't be there.
那么还有我的儿子呢，他在休斯顿工作哈。
And my son works in Houston.
那么他也那一个星期，他也跟我们在一起一个星期的时间哈，在家里上班。
He also came by and stayed and worked from home that week.
那中间的是我最小的女儿，她是就在 Dallas 担任这个公益学校的这个老师哈。
And in the middle, that's my little daughter. She's a teacher in one of the public schools in Dallas.
我们感谢主，经过一年的这个时间，我们再能够大家一起相聚哈。
And we thank God that after a year's time, we get to reunion as a family.
那么特别这个陈师母呢，最想念的就是这个我们的外孙女哈。
And especially that we get to reunion with our granddaughter.
那么，但是还好，现今呢，这个也非常的方便，可以透过这个视频呢，就可以天天的，也可以跟他谈话，也看到他哈。
But thank God that in this time we have all the video chatting software, so we can see her often on the devices.
那感谢主，我的这个儿子哈，他其实是今年二月的时候他已经订婚了。
And thank the Lord that my son got engaged earlier this year.
那他在明年四月底的时候会结婚哈。
And he will get married November next year.
April next year.
Oh, April next year. Sorry.
Okay. 好，那过去呢，我们就是一年呢回去这个亚洲服事哈。
So in the past year, we went back to Asia to serve Lord's Church.
那我们特别有很多次去到这个大陆呢做这个教导和培训的这个事工。
We went into mainland China many times for teaching and training.
那这是我们好像这个教导培训的这个班上的情形啊，和这个班上的这个学生。
So this is how our class looks like.
这是另外一班哈。
That's another class.
然后这是跟他们和一起拍的这个团体照。
This is a group picture. Another one.
那么过去一年呢，我们也发现到呢，如今呢，这个中国政府呢，对教会呢，可以说实施更严厉的这个管制。
And in past year, we realized that there's a stricter control by the authority in mainland China.
那么好像呢，就是说他要求呢，这个政府当局呢，要求所有的这个家庭教会呢，都要注册啊。
They require all the house churches to be registered.
那因为现今呢，还是有一些的这个家庭教会呢不愿意注册。
Because in this day, there are some house churches are not willing to be registered.
因为主要就是说，因为注册了就要受到当地的这个管制哈。
Because once you are registered, you get censored.
And 他们就是那个讲台这个都要让他们来安都要受到他们的这个安排哈。
Once registered, the message would all be censored by the government.
那么他们的这个也要传道人呢，也要去参加好像这个政治的这个协系。
And once registered, the pastors also need to attend political classes.
所以很多家庭教会呢，他们因做种种的原因呢，他们还是不愿意注册。
Therefore, many house churches are not willing to register.
但是呢，政府当局呢，如今呢，他过去是一只眼开一只眼闭，但是如今呢，却是很严厉的要试行，就是所有的家庭教会都要注册。
But the government has become stricter and asked all the house churches to be registered.
还有呢，他们也政府当局也是禁止呢，向18岁以下的儿童、青少年人呢，灌输这个宗教的这个信仰。
It is also forbidden to preach to or teach religion to the to those under 18 years of age.
那意思就是说呢，教会呢，如今即使是擅自的这个教会光那个已经注册的教会，也不能够有这个儿童事工或者青少年的这个事工。
Therefore, even for the registered churches, they are not allowed to have children fellowship or children preaching.
那么这是对教会来讲呢，是很严重的一件事情哈。
So it's a huge challenge for the church.
因为我们知道我们教会我们也有这个儿童事工、青少年的事工。
Because we do a lot of ministry for children here.
那如果说我们一个教会没有儿童事工、青少年的事工，你想这个教会还会有这个前途吗
？Because without children ministry, we don't have a future.
那么我们这个教会就没有接班人。
And there would be no next generation Christians.
所以虽然在这样的面对这样的限制底下呢，很多教会还是继续的进行这个儿童事工和青少年的这个事工。
So under this pressure, many churches still choose to continue their children ministry work.
虽然不能够在教会举行，他们就在放在这个家庭里面举行。
Though they're not allowed to hold them in church buildings, they do it at home.
那还有呢？不允许在教会以外呢，有任何的这个宗教的活动。
And moreover, no religious activities outside the church is allowed.
还有呢，不允许在网络上的这个传播这个宗教的信仰。
Also, we're not allowed to spread religious belief on the internet.
那么还有呢？教会当局呢？这个教会被当局呢？强行的这个装置这个视频的监控啊。
And also, cameras and monitors were installed at the entrance and sanctuary of the church.
就是说在 教会的这个门口和这个这个礼拜堂的这个好像我们聚会的地方呢中间呢都会有一个视频的这个监控。
So they can be monitored.
那这是这些都是这个当季最近以来对这个教会呢实行一个更严厉的管制的一些的措施。
So those are all the methods that the government used to enforce a stricter control over the church.
可以说这个教会呢是可以说面对到一个极大的这个挑战哈。
So that's a huge challenge the church was facing in China.
但是呢，我们作为基督徒的，我们从圣经知道哈，就好像主耶稣所讲的一句话哈。
But we Christians know the Bible and just as
Jesus said, 主耶稣说：“我要把教会呢建造在这个磐石上，意思是阴间的权柄也不能够胜过他。”
Just like Jesus said, "On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it."
那过去我相信大家有听到说，当地政府在这个特别在温州的地方就拆了很多的这个教会的十字架。
And I'm sure that you've heard that the local government in Wenzhou brought out many crosses in the local churches.
但是他们的一些传道人就说他们可以拆掉这个游行的十字架。
And the pastors in Wenzhou said they could remove all the physical crosses.
但是却不能够拆掉这个基督徒心中的这个十字架。
But they cannot remove the cross that lives in the hearts of Christians.
那还有呢，从圣经我们也知道说这个教会呢不是这座的建筑。
From the Bible we also know that church is not about the building.
那么教会呢其实圣经所指的是我们这一群的基督徒。
But about the people.
这是无形的，这是不能够被拆的。
That intangible value and belief cannot be removed by the government.
我们相信呢，至终神也必定要看顾保守他的这个教会。
And we believe that ultimately God will look over His church.
那今天早上呢，要跟大家从这个《使徒行传》第二章四十一到四十七节来看一下这个教会应当有的这个特征哈。
And this morning we will be reading together Acts chapter 2 verse 41 to 47, and we will be looking at the characteristics of the church.
那刚才我们已经读了这一段的经文哈。
And we've already read this passage.
那我们就不再读了。
So we will skip this.
那首先呢，我们看见到刚才我们所读的这段经文呢，那么是讲到在五旬节的时候呢。
And so the passage we just read is around the Pentecost time.
那么圣灵降临哈。在使徒们身上
，The Holy Spirit came.
那么他们去得着能力为主做见证。
So they got this authority and they testified for God.
那彼得就站立起来讲道。
And Peter stood up and addressed the crowd.
那么这里圣经记载呢，当那时候的人呢，他们听了，他们就领受了这个就信了，他们就受了洗。那一天呢，门徒一天的三千人哈。
And the scripture says that there are people who listened to Peter's message and accepted, and they were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day.
那我们很难想象哈，然后一下子教会就增加了三千人哈。
And it's difficult for us to imagine that in one day the church grows by 3,000 people.
那我们看我们的教会。
Now, if we take a look at our church,
可能我们一年我们不会增加太多人。
we may not have a lot of people joining us in a year's time.
那如果有三个人或者三十个人或者三百个人，也是不得了哈。
So if we have 3 more or 30 more or 300 more, that's already very impressive.
那但是当时呢，我们看到初期这个耶路撒冷。当这个彼得讲完道之后，就有三千人呢能来信了耶稣哈。
But we saw that in Jerusalem that time, after Peter's preaching, 3,000 people came to believe in Christ.
他们成立了 第一间的这个教会。
And they formed the first church.
那我们看到这个教会呢，这个初期的这个耶路撒冷教会呢，有几方面的这个特征。
And we saw there are several characteristics of that church.
首先呢，这我们看到这是一间呢，一个恒心遵守真理或者使徒教训的这个教会。
First, we saw that it's a church obedient to the truth.
那第二个就是是一个彼此交界然后的团契的这个教会。
And secondly, it's a church where everyone fellowship with one another.
那第三呢，就是是一个敬拜祈祷的这个教会。
And thirdly, it's a church that worships God.
那么第四呢，是一个被彼此关怀的这个教会。
And fourthly, it's a church where everyone care for each other.
那最后呢，是一个传福音的这个教会哈。
And finally, it's a church that spreads the gospel.
那我们要一一的来看一下这方面哈。
And we will be looking at this these five aspects one by one.
首先呢，讲到他们恒心遵守主的这个教导，主的这个真理。
And firstly, talking about how they were obedient to the truth.
这里说他们呢都恒心遵守使徒的这个教训。
In the scripture said they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
那他们这三千的人呢，就好像什么属灵的婴孩哈，刚诞生的这个属灵的婴孩。
And those 3,000 people were like spiritual babies just born to the world.
那么他们就需要这个属灵上的这个喂养。
And they desperately needed a spiritual feeding.
那使徒们呢，也借助这样的一个机会来用这个圣经的真理来教导他们。
And apostles took the opportunity to teach them the truth in the Bible.
那这次我回来的时候呢，看到很多的过去一年很多婴孩的这个诞生。
And this time when I came back, I saw many babies born in the past year.
那我想呢，一个婴孩他如果要成长的话，他需要什么？
And I was thinking for a baby to grow, what does he need?
最主要他就是要喝奶。
They need milk.
那么还有是要，如果再大一点，是要喝吃一些的这个固体的这个食物哈，让他能够健康的这个成长。
And then solid baby food.
Yeah. 那同样的，这个初信主的这个基督徒呢，他们就好像这个出生的婴孩一样。也需要这个灵粮来帮助他们的成长。
And similarly, for the spiritual babies, they need spiritual milk to help them grow.
这个灵粮呢，就是神的这个话语。
And that spiritual food is the word of the Lord.
所以教会里面呢，有这个责任，就是能够用神的话语来教导这个信徒。
And that's the church's duty to teach the Bible to the new believers.
所以今天呢，我们在教会当中，我们有这个成人主日学，就好像刚才我们九点半中文部有这个成人主日学。
And that's why today in our church we have adult Sunday school.
还有我们在主日崇拜的时候，也有一段的时间呢，传道人呢来讲解神的这个话语。
And we have this teaching during Sunday worship.
还有我们在团契的时候呢，也查考神的这个话语。
And we also study the Bible during fellowship time.
所以呢，这个神的话语对我们基督徒来讲呢，是非常的这个重要。
Therefore, the word of the Lord is very important to the Christians.
那我们借助思想，借助查考，借助这个思想研读神的话语，能够帮助我们在灵命上的这个成长。
And by reading it and thinking about it, it helps us grow in our spirit.
那但是我们要注意的就是说，我们看到初期教会的信徒呢，他们恒心遵守哈使徒的这个教训。
And we saw that Christians in the early church devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
意思就是说，他们不单单听了，他们也去什么去遵守，真的去遵守这个所教导的这个真理哈。
And that means they did not just listen to the words, but they also practiced it.
那这是也是非常重要的。
And that's also very important.
因为圣经教导我们呢，我们不要什么，也不要单单听到哈，自己欺哄自己哈，我们要行道。
Because the Bible also taught us that, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says.
今天呢，我们一个对我们基督徒有时候在想哈，对我们基督徒来讲。
And today for us Christians,
我们听了很多的道。
We've heard many truths.
但是我们又遵守的或者遵行的多少?
But how much of those do we practice?
但是如果说我们其实呢，在我们所听的道呢，我们只是我们能够把每一次能够其中一部分把事情出来在我们的生活当中呢，这也是很好的。
If we can do just a part of what we've heard, that would be very good.
那圣经也提醒我们说呢，什么？这人既不是听了就忘了，乃是在行出来，就在他所行的事上呢，必然得福。
The Bible also reminds us to not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does.
所以这里讲到一个有福的人呢，不是他听的。 而是能够把所听的能够施行出来呢，圣经讲这是有福的。
And the Bible talks about a blessed person would not forget what he has heard but doing it.
所以求神帮助我们，不只是听的，我们也能够把它施行出来啊，去遵行出来。
So may God help us to do what we've heard.
那第二，我们也看到说，这是一个彼此交界的这个教会。
And secondly, we saw as a fellowship where every Christian fellowship with one another.
这里说他们彼此交界，意思说，如果说一个新的翻译本就讲到他们彼此团契。And
here, in verse 42, it says, "And to the fellowship."
所以他们圣经讲到，他们天天的，然后能够有这样的一个过一个团契，彼此分享的这个生活。
And the Bible talks about how they had a fellowship-oriented life every day.
那么，为什么我们其实我们想到说，我们都是来自不同地方的人。
So if we think about it, we are all from different places.
可能我们都彼此过去我们都彼此不认识。
And we may not know each other in the past.
但是你会发现到一点呢。
But you will find this one point.
当我们来到教会。
When we are in church.
我们就能够很容易的就能够跟其他弟兄姐妹们有这个团契分享。
We can have fellowship with other brothers and sisters really easily.
因为我们都是同一家人。Because
we're a family.
圣经告诉我们说呢，我们不既是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，引以一位圣灵。For
we were all baptized by one spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one spirit to drink.
那我们都是蒙了这个圣灵的洗，成为基督身体的一部分。We
were all baptized by the spirits, and we are all body of Christ.
那我们有同样的这个生命，神所赐给我们的生命，所以我们能够在主里面呢，能够彼此的分享团契。So
we have this one spirit given by God. That's why, that's how we can have fellowship with one another.
那其中过去我们一年呢，回到这个亚洲，特别到大陆服事的时候。And
in the past years, when we were serving the mainland China.
那么其中一个令我们非常享受的部分呢，就是能够跟当地的弟兄姐妹们有这样的一个团契分享。And
one of the parts that we enjoy the most is we get to fellowship with the Christians there and have this sharing with them.
虽然我们过去都可能是第一次见面。Though
it's the first time we've met each other.
但就好像就因为我们都是在主里面的一家人，都是很容易的，我们能够彼此的这个团契分享。But
because we're a family in God, we get to share with each other and have fellowship really easily.
那但是我们也知道说，有时候在这个团契里面呢，最重要的就是说，我们也要学习怎样彼此相爱。And
we know that also very important is to learn to love each other in fellowship.
就好像主耶稣提醒我们的，说你们要彼此相爱，我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样彼此相爱。Just
like Jesus reminded us, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another.
当我们彼此相爱的时候，众人就认出我们是主的门徒。And
when we love one another, outsiders can tell that we are Christians and followers of Christ.
所以我们也盼望就是说如果有人来到我们教会当中
So we have this hope that if anyone comes and joins our church
能够看到是我们是一个不同的一个群体
They can see that we're a different group
我们是一个能够彼此相爱彼此团契的一个群体
They could see that we're a group that love one another
那当然了你说 在这个群体在这个教当中呢会不会有问题呢
But surely you might ask that would there be problems in such group
肯定是会的
There could be problems for sure
那有人说过一句话哈
Someone said
那将来呢在天上呢能够与众圣徒哈聚在一起是一件非常喜乐的事
It is a truly joyful thing to be in heaven and have this fellowship with all the past Christians in the future.
但是如今呢在地上哈
However, here in this world,
是另外一回事了
It's a different story.
因为总是我们在一起的时候在这个地上在天堂的这一边呢当我们在一起了总是会有多多少少都会有一些人的这个问题
Because here in this world we're still having those human problems
那因为我们还是活在这个我们这个肉体的当中
Because we're still living in this physical body
那我们有人的这个软弱
And we have our weaknesses
有人的这个问题
And problems
所以圣经呢，也没有说也没有把教会看为一个哦，就很完全的不会有问题的一个群体。
So Bible didn't describe the church as a group of people who have no issues.
那么，所以圣经就这样的劝导我们哈。
And thus it teaches us.
他说：“倘若呢，这人与那人有纤细哈。”总要彼此包容彼此饶恕只有怎样饶恕了你们也要怎样饶恕了
To bear with each other and forgive whatever grievance you may have against one another forgive as the Lord forgave you
意思就是说圣经也假设就是说人与人之间必定会有一些的这个问题
It shows that the Bible assumes that there will be issuesAmong people.
但是呢，当我们知道有这个谦虚的时候呢，我们圣经教导我们要彼此的包容，彼此的饶恕。
When there is some grievance, there are some grievance. It teaches us to bear with each other and forgive each other.
那这是非常重要的。
And that's very important.
这也是我们需要学习的，不容易的一个功课。
And that's a tough that's a tough lesson for us to learn.
我们要彼此相爱我们要彼此的饶恕
We need to love each other and forgive each other
求神帮助我们
May God help us
那么当然我们也要谨慎特别在这个人的这个在这个团体的当中
And we also need to be careful dealing with people
很多时候我们会借助我们的言语呢彼此伤害
A lot of times our words may hurt each other.
所以有人所以我们在讲话的时候需要说思考一下。
So we need to think before we speak.
就有人呢就把这个听这个字呢用把它的这个和一个字母呢来讲到五方面提醒我们五方面哈在讲话的时候我们要思考的。
And some people broke up the word think and made it to five words. Featuring the five different aspects we need to think about before we speak.
首先呢，就是说我们这个 T for truth 就是真理。我们所说的这是真的吗
？And firstly, T for truth is we need to think about are we saying something true?
如果我们不确定的话呢，我们就不要就继续的把它传扬下去。
If we're not sure about it, let's not spread it.
就好像今天呢，有很多 fake news 有很多假的这个消息新闻。
It's like how we have a lot of fake news these days.
所以我们要思想一下，我们说这些是不是真的
？We need to think about if we're speaking the truth before we open our mouth.
第二呢，就是我们所讲的是不是对大家有帮助 ？Is it helpful?
And secondly, is it helpful?
是不是能够对大家会有这个,
Can people benefit from it?
然后第三呢, 就是是不是我们讲的这些能够激励人,
And thirdly, is it inspiring?
那第四呢, 有必要说这些?
Fourthly, is it necessary?
有时候一些话就不需要讲的,
A lot of times you could just hold it and not say it.
那么最后就是我们讲这些话是带有恩慈嘛?
And lastly, are we kind when we are saying these words?
那圣经提醒我们哈, 保罗提醒我们要用爱心说诚实话。
Paul reminded us in the Bible to speak truthfully with a loving heart.
那当然我们要诚实的, 有时候, 诚实的讲。
Of course, we need to be truthful and faithful. But we also need to remember that we need to speak with a loving heart.
那当然有些人呢, 他是直话直说的, 是不是?
And of course, there are people who are more straightforward.
但是我们要晓得我们讲的这个态度。我们要注意到我们讲的态度。
But we need to mind our attitude when we're saying such things.
虽然你讲的是, 实话,
Though you are speaking truthfully.
但是你的态度给人家听了，就是觉得说，感觉到说你是很，就是在论断或者在批评。
But if your attitude makes people think you are judging them or condemning them, that's not a good thing.
Yeah, 所以我们也要有这个爱心。
Therefore, we need to have this loving heart.
那我想呢，这个雅各书也给我们一个很好的这个提醒。
And James also reminded us.
我们要快快地听，慢慢地说，慢慢地动怒。
That everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
但是很多时候我们所表现的是刚刚好跟这节经文呢相反。
A lot of times we act the exact opposite.
我们是慢慢地听，快快地说，很快地什么，动怒。
We are slow to listen, fast, quick to speak, and quick to become angry.
那求神帮助我们啊。
May God help us.
然后慢慢地说，慢慢地动怒。
That we can be slow to speak and slow to become angry.
那第三呢，我们看到这也是一间 敬拜的这个教会啊。
And thirdly, we saw that it was a worship a church that worships God.
那圣经讲 讲到呢，他们彼此交接，擘饼，祈祷，他们天天同心合意的和切的，在殿里，且在家中擘饼哈，存着欢喜诚实的心，用饭赞美神。
In the Bible, it is written, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Every day they continue to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God.
那当我读到这里呢，特别注意到这个这里讲到什么？他们天天呢。And
when I read here, I noticed that it's every day.
那我们是否能够天天像他们这样天天的这样做
？So can we do what they did? Do it every day.
今天呢，好像我们一个星期一次的这个崇拜聚会，有时候大家都觉得很难哈来参加。
And in this day, it seems that even to come to this weekly worship time, it's becoming more and more difficult.
因为我们可能我们现今的生活呢是越来越忙碌。
Because we're living a busier life these days.
那以致我们没有时间能够来给神。
And we don't have time for God.
那但是一个很重要的就是说，我们基督徒呢，也需就是说每个我们需要就是说来参加这个崇拜聚会，来跟弟兄姐妹们一起来敬拜神。
But it's very important for us Christians to join such worship gatherings and have fellowship with brothers and sisters and praise God together.
那我们在这个中国大陆哈，去参加他们的崇拜集会。
We joined worship gatherings in mainland China.
我们不知道在其他的城市怎样，但是我们到的那个城市哈，他们的崇拜集会呢是两信徒都参加，他们每个主日都有两堂的崇拜集会。
And in the city that we're visiting, they have like two sessions of such worship.
一个是在9:30.
One is at 9:30.
那么一个是在这个 1点半.
And the other one is at 1 p.m.
1:30.那么信徒呢，他们很早就来了，来到教会参加，这个从9点半的参加崇拜聚会，然后有这个聚餐，然后继续留下来参加这个1点半的这个聚会。
Oh, so the believers came early and they joined the first session, which is at 9:30, and they have lunch at the church, and then they joined the afternoon session, which starts at 1:30.
然后开始的时候我们还不知道，还不晓得，我们以为就是说，大概他们只是参加一堂的这个，参加九点半或者参加一点半的这个机会。
And in the beginning, we weren't aware, and we thought it's either the first session or the second session.
因为后来，就其中一个教会呢，他们就邀请我在这个主日崇拜来讲道。And
one of the churches there invited me to preach at the Sunday worship.
那我就以为说，哎呀，既然他们邀请了就好，我就讲一天的道，我可以在九点半讲，然后也可以在十一点，这个1点半也讲，同样的道。So
I prepared one message that I thought I would be sharing both at 9:30 and 1:30.
那但是后来那个邀请的人跟我讲，他们都是同一样，都是同一班的人。
And
同一群的弟兄姐妹。
And the organizer told me that it's the same group of brothers and sisters that attend both sessions.
这是成为他们已经成为习惯了。And
that's their habit.
然后他们都是礼拜天都参加两堂的这个崇拜。
And they attend both sessions on Sunday.
那可能我们在我们这里呢，可能就大家就以为参加一堂都已经是很。
But here, you may think the one session is already long enough.
但是他们看到他们都很有一个渴慕的这个心哈。
But the brothers and sisters there really have a eagering heart.
所以，那另外一点呢，就是说今天呢，我们要学习来敬拜神哈。
And another point is that today we also need to learn how to worship God.
因为呢，将来在天上的时候。
Because in the future when we are in heaven, we don't need to spread the gospel ever again.
那么我们不必再做很多其他我们在地上所做的事情。
And we don't need to do a lot of worldly works.
但是唯一一件呢，我们会继续做的。
But the one thing that we will continue to do
就是敬拜神。
Is to worship God.
所以我们在这地上的时候呢，能够。 学习好，我们将来敬拜神，将来在天上的时候呢，我们能够与众天君天使，那众以历代的以来的弟兄姐妹们呢，一起的这个敬拜。Therefore,
we are to learn how to worship God in this world, so we can be prepared when we for the heaven where we would be worshiping God with all the heavenly army and angels and all the Christians in history.
那么更肯定的会跟我们现在的 就很不一样。And
I'm sure it will be very different from what we have today.
那第四呢，我们看到这是一个彼此关怀的这个教会。And
fourthly, we saw it's a church where people care for one another.
因为圣经讲，信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖的用田。 田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。Because
the Bible says all the believers were together and had everything in common, selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need.
我在想说，今天我们教会是不是应该这样做呢？
I was thinking if we should do this in our church today.
那如果说我们今天来投票的话，你们赞成这样做吗？
If we are to have a vote, would you vote to act like this?
啊，很多人摇头。可能你们的这个田产家业太多了。Many
people
shake their head. 那我就少了，我没有关系，我赞成。Many
people shake their heads because they may have too much possessions and goods, but I would vote for it because I have little.
Okay. 那么当然呢，我们看到呢，这是初期教会他们这样做哈。
We saw that that's what the early church did.
但是我们要注意到两点哈。
But we need to pay attention to two things.
第一呢，就是不是每一个人都把自己的田产家业卖了。
One, not everybody sold their possessions.
Okay, 他们有些还是自己保留着。
Some of them kept it.
那么也是他们这样做的也是出于甘心乐意的，而并不是说规定的，硬性规定每个人都要这样做。
And for those who did it, it's out of their own willingness. There's no such regulation forcing them to do that.
而且我们也看到说，在《使徒行传》哈，也似乎就是他们只是试行了一段的时间，后来就没有再被提起了，后来再没有他们也没有继续这样做，各地的，OK，各地的教会。
And if we read the book of Acts, it seems that it's just for a short time and it's not mentioned again in the later passages or in other churches.
那在现今的教会呢?
And in our church today.
那在过去这个中国的这个教会,
in the Chinese churches in the past.
只有一个群体哈, 如果你们可以查看, 这一个群体, 就是家庭教会, 他们,
There's only one group that did this, which is the home churches.
家庭教会, OK. 那但是我们看见到呢，今天我们也可以说，所有的教会都没有这样的事，这样做。
And almost no other churches did that.
那但是我们可以学习到一个，当中可以学习。 这段经文所记载，可以让我们学习到一个原则，就是说我们需要彼此的关怀。
But we can still learn a principle from this passage that we need to care about each other.
而当别人当当中弟兄姐妹们有需要的时候呢，那么其他的弟兄姐妹应该来帮助他。
When brothers or sisters, brothers and sisters are in need, we need to help them.
那最后我们看到这也是一个传福音的这个教会。And
lastly, we saw that it was a church preaching the gospel.
圣经讲他们得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。In
the Bible it says, enjoying the flavor of all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
那么这也是非常难得的，这里讲叫天天的。 加给他们，就是说天天都有人信耶稣，能够来到教会信耶稣。And
it's very valuable that we can see that it also happens daily, that daily people were being turned and coming to believe in Christ.
我们也盼望我们的教会是这样，是不是？
We also wish for this for our church, right?
然后天天都有人信耶稣，多么好。
Very good if every day we have new believers.
然后教会就很快地成长。And
the church can grow very very fast.
很肯定的这个地方，坐不下。And
we will soon fill up this space.
但是似乎我们如果说一年如果说有几个人信主，我们都很高兴地赞美主。But
the truth is we're very happy even just if we just have a handful of people believing in Christ in a year's time.
那当然，但是我们要记得，就是说，当然一方面这里讲到主将得救的人，天天加给他们。But
on one hand, it says that the Lord added to their number daily.
那我这是一个人的得救，是主的这个工作，圣灵的工作。So
for anyone to be saved, it's truly the work of God.
但是我们也有我们应当尽的这个责任。But
we also have our duties to pay.
我们去跟人家分享这个福音。We
need to share the gospel with others.
还有我在我们的生活上也应该有这个美好的这个见证。We
also need to live out a beautiful testimony for the Christ.
使人能够看到我们的这个作为一个基督徒，的确是与众人是不同。
And so other people can see that Christians truly live a different life from other people in the world.
我们盼望说神使用我们的这个教会哈，能够得着更多的人能够来归向他。
We pray that God will use our church so more can be turned towards Him.
那当我们看了这几方面哈，教会因这个初期教会他们这个所拥有的这些美好的这个特征，美好的这个见证哈。
And looking at all the characteristics the early church have.
也是看到反映到我们自己的，看到我们自己的教会。
And then we take a look at our own church.
可能我们会觉得说我们教会有很多的亏欠。
Maybe we will see a lot of like shortcomings in our church.
我们很多没有做到。
There are many things we are still yet to do.
可能我们会指头的会指向谁呢？谁的责任？
Maybe we'll be pointing fingers.
可能是那些传道人或者长子。
Maybe it's
没有做好。
Maybe it's the fault of the elders and leaders and pastors.
其实是我们每一个人的这个责任。
But truly, it's our own responsibility.
我们每个人都应当思考一下。
Each one of us should be thinking about this.
那我有没有诚心遵守神的话语呢？
Do I obey the words of God?
我有没有与其他弟兄姐妹们有团契分享呢？
Do I fellowship with brothers and sisters in Christ?
我有没有时常参加教会的崇拜？
Do I consistently attend worship service?
那我有没有关怀别人的这个需要呢？
Do I care for the needs of others?
我有没有向人做见证或传福音？
Do I share the gospel with others?
所以先不要把这个指头指向别人哈，那我们能够自己在神面前反省我们自己。
So don't be too quick to point fingers at others. We need to repent and think about our own behaviors before God.
我们都知道我们教会有问题。
We all know that our church have issues.
我们都有这个，我们都有责任在其中。
And we all share this responsibility.
求神能够帮助我们。
We pray that God will help us.
我们每一个人在这个教会里面都能够发挥我们应当有这个功用。
So each one of us can do our part in this church.
让神的这个教会呢，能够被建造起来。
So this church of God can be built.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝啊，我们满心感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
让我们今天再次有这个机会能够来看你这个初期的教会他们的这个情况是怎样的。
Thank you for giving us this opportunity to take a look at the early church.
也看到我们自己本身的教会是怎样的。
And also at our own church today.
天父啊，我们的确在你面前有许多的亏欠，有许多我们没有做到的地方。
Heavenly Father, we have a lot of misbehaviors before you.
我们恳求天父你自己来赦免我们。
We pray that you will forgive us.
也恳求天父你自己来兴旺我们。
We also pray that you will revive us.
让我们作为这个教会在这里。
So we can be your church here.
我们能够的确能够。来学习你遵行你的话语
，and learn to follow your words，
能够彼此的过做一个团契的这生活
，and to live a life that's fellowship oriented，
也能够一起的能够来敬拜你
，and we can worship you together，
也能够彼此的关怀
，and we can care about each other，
也能够来传扬你的这个福音。
And share your gospel.
让这个教会真的是能够荣耀你的这个名。
So this church can glorify your name.
让你的教会在这里不是白占土地。
So your church doesn't stand here in vain.
能够为你多结果子。
And it will bear fruit for you.
我们满心感谢你。
We thank you.
我们将祷告呢是奉靠主耶稣圣名求的。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，这时候让我们预备心呢，我们来领受。